And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Ms. Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Governmental Affairs for the Palm Beach County Cultural Council. How has life been, Marilyn?
It's been pretty exciting over here. We are very proud to report that we just won two American Business Association awards. They're called the Stevies.
Bravo.
We won a gold. Yeah, it was really great. We won a gold for a public relations event that we did with Vanilla Ice at the Governor's Conference on Tourism. And we also won a silver Stevie for our magazine, Art and Culture Magazine.
Bravo.
So that was exciting. So one of the things that's really exciting right now is that many of our august cultural institutions are really giving locals a break when it comes to admissions and the price of tickets. And so what you'll hear a lot of today is free, free, free. And I'd like to start out with the Norton Museum of Art, which is free for Palm Beach County residents on Saturdays and free on Thursdays for all Florida residents. And of course, their Art After Dark is free. And they have an amazing exhibition going on right now. It's their major summer show. And it's called Going Places, Transportation Designs from the Gene S. and Frederick A. Scharf Collection. And this focuses on the art of transportation design during the mid-20th century. It's on view through Jan 10, and it includes more than 200 objects, including design drawings, concept sketches, renderings, advertising art, and posters, as well as models of trains, planes, automobiles. It really examines exactly how we got here today. So it's really something to take advantage of. The FAU Department of Theater and Dance in Boca is premiering a play called The Royal Family. It's written back in the 1920s and is a farcical exploration of the life of the Cavendish acting family and something well worth taking a look at. The Palm Beach Opera and the Maltz Jupiter Theater have gotten together to present Opera Discovery Concert for Kids on Monday, July 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Maltz Jupiter Theater in Jupiter. The Palm Beach Opera's artists take to the Maltz stage to present an array of celebrated arias, duets, and ensemble numbers for kids. And the concerts are followed up by a Q&A where the, you know, kids can ask all those inquiring questions. The Palm Beach Photographic Center is doing something really interesting. They have an exhibition up called Picture My World, and it features 50 photographs taken by teenagers who came to the U.S. last year as part of a flood of unaccompanied minors from Central America. The exhibit opens on June 26th and runs through August 15th. The images were selected from hundreds collected over an eight-month period in which the teens and their mentors, who were from Lake Worth, met weekly to explore their new home. And the photographs accompany journal entries made by the teens, and, you know, you can really see the world through their eyes. A little night music, one of my favorites. How about you, Ed?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, one of the things that is so great about the summertime, in my estimation, is that when Palm Beach Drama Works does their special presentations, they call them a musical concert, but they're actually a musical done without a full stage production. So it's very intimate. The actors are in their regular clothes. They may add a, you know, some kind of prop they carry around. They sing the full score. They move around the stage, often, you know, reading from the script. And it's really fun and interesting and just as dynamic as any full stage production. And that'll be July 10th through the 19th. It's one of my favorite things to do. For a different kind of opera, how about Tommy? Remember Tommy from the 60s?
Oh, boy, that's going back.
That's going back. If you can remember, you weren't there. It's not just exactly like the concept album that came out in the 60s or the Elton John film in the 70s. It's a lot of plot twists that are a little different. This whole show was rewritten for Broadway in 93. It's a five-time Tony Award winner. It's at the Lake Worth Playhouse, July 9th through the 26th. And then we have the Boca Museum of Art, which is doing People and Places photographs from the collection. And I always like to see these shows where the curators take a look at what they have in the collection and put them together in a really, really interesting way. And this is really what this show is about. They're showcasing their collection in two galleries. Lots of really interesting people there. Henry Fox Talbot, for example. Just a great show. And then for the few of us who are not sick of Let It Go, we have the opportunity on July 26th at the Meisner Park Amphitheater. Dina Menzel will be performing, and she got the Tony Award for her part in Wicked. And this is part of her world tour, so July 26th, she'll want to be at the Meisner Park Amphitheater. And finally, the Birds Radio Theater at the Arts Garage. Now, the Arts Garage is doing this great series of radio plays, and they have just been so popular. And this July 22nd and 23rd, they are doing Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Mm. And, of course, the movie starred Tippi Hedren, and it's an adopted 1952 novel. So this is a different way to see how this might have been presented if it had been a radio play.
Marilyn, where can we go for more information?
Go to palmbeachculture.com.
Big thanks to Ms. Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Governmental Affairs of Palm Beach County Cultural Council, for all of those wonderful events. And happy holiday to you, Marilyn.
Happy holiday to you too, Ed.
And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Andy Wagner is our technical director, and Paul Leary, our online producer. We'd also like to thank our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Diego Saldana Rojas, Norman Van Aken, and Marilyn Bauer. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, we'll feature Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Please have yourself a great weekend and a happy holiday. And as always, please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.